Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, so today's daf is daf nun vav. Just to go back, I found very, very interesting. I don't know if it's a philosophical argument. You have to really understand this. But some sefer and the Marsha have two different approaches. The Gemara, we had said, really, on daf nun hey, we had said that there's an orchestra, a conductor for an orchestra. If someone has certain suffering, God decrees when it should come, when it should go, how it should go. And that's why the Avodah Zarah, that the person who's suffering, when he goes to the Avodah Zarah and he gets cured from it, it has nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. It just happens to be at that time that the Yisurim are meant to leave. The Yisurim are going to say, why are we leaving now? This person's going to start thinking the Avodah Zarah has power. The Yisurim say, we swore that we have to leave at this and this time. Because of what this person is going to believe, we're going to go against our shvua? Of course not. Meaning, really, yeah, it shouldn't be like this, but that's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that this and this time. But the point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's orchestrating this. To which we ask, sort of, that why does the Rabbi Shalom orchestrate it like this? Why does he, if it's not, if he... The point is that the Yisurim are meant to come and go when the, by virtue of the will of HaKadosh Baruch. Then why does he want it to be done in this and this way, where this person now is going to go to an Avodah Zarah, he's going to be misled by that, and then he's going to end up believing even more in his Avodah Zarah? Why does he do that? That was the question we asked. And the Marshal asked this question. We answered what the Marshal answers. The Marshal says that this Gemara, it's not so much like this. This Gemara is also... based off of the end of the Gemara, which says that Bolatami Paisun like Bolatar Masainos. If this person is the type of person that is on the path of Tumah, he desires to be associated with Tumah and believe in Avodah Zarah. So even though the conductor of the orchestra says that he's the one who decided when the Yisurim come and go, the reason why it's orchestrated in a way that those Yisurim leave when he hits the Avodah Zarah, but how it comes to the house of the Avodah Zarah, is because this person is Balatame Paisley. That's why. And that's the Marsha. Marsha says, that's why this Gemara, that's why this is, it's orchestrated this way. But in Hanami, if the truth is that the Yisurim don't really have anything to do with the Avodah Zarah, and if it's someone that's not like that, the Yisurim will come and go without having it us be fooled by it. Assuming maybe an Avodah Zarah does it. And he says this to Marsha because, of course, we know that if it's not Bolatame, a person could get rid of Yisurim through Tshuva. That's what you were saying, Jonathan. What happened to Tshuva over here? The answer is, the Marsha says, we're talking about that person who doesn't want to do Tshuva. He's the person who refuses and continues his obstinate. He stays in his ways, and he wants to do Avodah Zarah, and therefore... That's why this person, even though, like we said, the conductor is saying this should not happen, this should happen only at a certain time, and Baruch Shalom's the one who's controlling it, but this person, because he's not someone who wants to do tshuva, he's someone who wants to do Avodah Zarah, Baruch Shalom orchestrates it in the fact, in a way where that's what's going to seem like it's happening, because this person is Bolatame, Poslan Love. That's how the Marshal learns. That's part of the orchestration of it. But, in other words, this Gemara, which says, you know, it's leaving us a little hanging. And the Gemara doesn't come on to this. The Gemara has to bring a whole story after that brings us to the Israeli, the Bolatami, Paisunloi, Bolatar, Messiah. So it seems that this second Gemara is not really needed for the first, or it's a separate Gemara. The way the Mashal learns is they're too intertwined. They're intertwined. You need that second Gemara to explain why the first Gemara doesn't have the person doing tshuva, and why it's coming out in a way where he's going to be fooled into continuing to do what he was doing with Avodah Zarah, based on the Yisurim. That's what the Marshal learns. Now,
it's built into the orchestration, proving the person to be human.
Yes, for sure. And when he's not that type of person, he's someone who had many chances, let's say, to do tshuva, and he refuses to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't take away his bechira. God forbid, he's not taking away his bechira. But he's making it very difficult for him. That's for sure. Right. That's true, but that's sort of
That's part of what the person is at fault for. Yeah. Again, even with power, right. So you have to explain how that works, but it's part of the person's fault as well, right? It's not like the Bnei Shalom is coming to attack this person and making it difficult. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right. Very good. If you medayik in the Gemara, like Gnosson is saying, volatami poisoloi. I mean, you can say because meruba mida taiva meruba pravanius, but the Rosh Hashanah doesn't push someone in the direction of tuma. He just lets him do it. He says, "Listen, you want to do it, go ahead." But Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him. That's not what he does. But when it comes to b'metayer, mesayinoisoi, that's when the Rebbeinu Shalom actually assists the person into doing it. Very good. This marshal was shown to me, by the way, by Rabbi Ari Weinstein, Tzvi Blum's son-in-law. He showed me this marshal. But I heard a Chassam Sofer, I didn't see this inside, but I heard a Chassam Sofer who says, he says the opposite. It's again, you have to, he says that the Yetzer Hara, when a person is sick, the Yetzer Hara is very, very strong. And the Yetzer Hara does it in a way where you think, because a person, really, tshuva should get rid of suffering. If a person understands that suffering is due to his own faults, his chatoim, if a person does tshuva, he'll get rid of it. But everything is designed in a way, even doctors and different medications and things like that, is the atzas hayetzer, he says. Don't think that a medication cures a disease. Don't think that a kiyani Hashem roifecha. Not the doctor. The doctor is just a shliach. Very difficult concepts. I'm just repeating it. He says the Yetzer Hara goes to lengths to make a person think that truly the cure for his sickness is something natural. And that, he says, the purpose of that is to test the person so that he doesn't do tshuva. It's all as a test. So according to the way the Chassam Sofer is learning, you don't have to come on to Bolatami Poshkanoi. This is true by every single sickness. The Rebbeinu Shalom built into it an Nisoyin, besides for the sickness itself, really, is that, I don't know if it's an Nisoyin, but it's also, I don't know, it's also a positive aspect to it, knowing that your tshuva could help you get cured. But he says that that's built into it. The Yetzer Hara, the Satan, hides sickness into something which you might think natural means are a way of curing it. Therefore, you go from one doctor to the next, you maybe start doing some oriental medicine and acupuncture, going to lengths, the herbs and different things, to lengths where really the underlying cure or cause, we want to say like that, is Min HaShemayim. So he says that's really the way he's learning, and I'm understanding it like this. He doesn't bring the marshal, but the way I'm understanding, he's learning a little different. He's learning that even if a person is a regular person, not Bolitame, the Satan tests the person when he's sick and fools him into thinking that everything has to do, like I wasn't going to say this year today because of my throat, but then I said, what do you mean? Joking. But that's everyone hear what I'm saying? The difference. It's a big difference. I don't know if it's a little philosophical.
You couldn't abandon
us. What?
You couldn't abandon us.
In the next week, yeah. I know, I couldn't do it yet. Bolo Tama, yeah. So that's one thing. I know, what? Yeah. Yeah. What could we do? So, that's Chassam Sofer in the Marsha. One other thing to bring out from yesterday, is the Rashi here. Two more things, actually. It's a very short daf today, so we have a little extra time. Rashi says that the Gemara says you're allowed to trample on the grapes, crush the grapes with the non-Jew, because even though the non-Jew is being metame the grapes, because we assume he's tame and his kelim are tame, and you're assisting him in that, that's the problem of what we call misayeya ide over aver. That's called assisting someone to do an aver. Now, as Jonathan, you asked yesterday as well, the fruits and grapes and wine is tummy already. So what are you doing? So that you already, I looked it up. You see the Mefarshim that the din of misayeya doesn't necessarily only mean where you're actually helping the avera come into effect. Even if the avera was done, if you are assisting in an act that will and can produce a tumah in the future, that act, by doing it with someone, will encourage that person, by you assisting them, you are encouraging that act to be done, even though right now it's not an avera, it's tummy already. But you're encouraging the act that might cause it to do to be continued in the future. That also has a problem with misayeya. Now, yeah, it's a little bit more far-fetched, but it's a stretch. But the truth is, there are nafkaminas lahalacha in such a thing. Rashi says here that by a goy, there's no misayeya de oivre avera, because a goy is not mitzuvah. Right? Rashi says a goy, if you want to crush the grapes with the goy, that's not such a problem, Rashi says, because a goy doesn't have the problem of being mitami. He doesn't have the isser. So you're not being misayeya, you're not assisting someone to do something that's usser, because the person doing it is not doing something that's usser. A goy has no commandment to not be mitami chulin and Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have that ksivoy. It would imply from Rashi, though, that if the goy would have a ksivoy in such a thing, then there would be a din misayeya. Others learn that there's no din misayeya over avera by a goy. There's no din. And maybe you could learn to understand pashut, because maybe the din of misayeya, helping someone do an avera, stems, what was that? Stems from arvus. Very good, Nelson. Stems from arvus. No arvus by a goy. I'm not the pashus. Pashus, no arvus by a goy. And therefore, Rashi's a chiddush. Rashi's saying that had the goy had its sivui to do something, there would be a din of misayeya over there. There would have been a din of misayeya. What? Let's say Eber Menachai. Yeah, very good. Let's say Eber Menachai, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Are you allowed to, very good, yeah. Are you allowed to go hunt with a non-Jew where through what you're doing, you're enabling him to eat Eber Menachai? Again, if it's not Lifnei Iver, yeah, misayeya, he's going to do it on his own, but you're helping him do it. So that's a din of misayeya every avera. According to Rashi, there would be a problem with that. Right? There would be a problem. But just don't forget that this case of misayeya is a little different, because in this case of misayeya, it's not really being done in a way where you're helping the guy do the avera. He did the avera already. You're just encouraging the act that would help him do the avera in the future. Maybe that would apply to a guy potentially, because you're encouraging that act. But maybe the other misayeya would apply. You have two different types of misayeya. That's the point here. It's a new type of misayeya, not necessarily the regular one. Because here, again, here you're encouraging an act that would produce problems in the future by causing chulin to become tummy in Eretz Yisrael. If the guy had a tzivoy in such a thing, he'll continue to do it because of you. And that there would have been a problem if there would have been if the guy would have had a tzivoy in tumah in Eretz Yisrael. There would have been a problem. Is misayeya the araisa? Again, if it's based off of arvos, then it would be the araisa, yeah. If it's not, yeah. Oh, so that, we had a similar question when it came to, I think, yeah, especially this type of misayeya. This type of misayeya, which is like, you're just encouraging future practice. That might be different.
That might be different. If you have a Jew with being becoming great.
Yeah.
Another Jew comes. Let's assume being becoming great only your mom. And he said, good luck, something like that. So, what is he doing? Well, he is to do an avera.
Yeah.
There is a Ramon that maybe is in the rice and not collective or system doing a Durban. I don't know.
Well, we had a similar question when it came to Lifnei Iver.
Right.
Is there lifnei iver on a derabbanan? So Taisus said before that there is. And yeah, similar question. What's misayeya? Where does it come from? Yeah, but the main thing here, no, we don't really have a, I mean, we have the din of shnayim she'asu baltakif. I don't know if we have a source for it. I think it comes from either arvus or it is a din derabbanan. So yeah, so that's that's an important point over here.
I think the point that Oh, 100%. Then you can join.
Right, because otherwise you're actually being metamic. That's not Messiah. Yeah, that's being goyim tumah. Yeah, that's for sure too. You're being goyim tumah.
But it started already.
Yeah, so then it's only Messiah, but since he's not Mitzvah, it's, right, 100%. Now, one other point number four, is that we have a sugi over here with the wine, right? We everyone get the wine press process somewhat clear. It's a little confusing. You have the incline ramp where the, you crush the grapes on the incline, apparently, and then the juice flows down from there into a filtered basket type of thing. We'll see that what that is today. It's called a gargusni. The juice flows, still has some pits and sediment and refuse skins, and it gets filtered out by this basket called a gargusni, and then it goes into the bar, which is the cistern that holds the wine. And there was the machlekes yesterday was, what is the status of the wine in that in-between stage where it's, what's on the ramp? It's on the ramp. It's on the way down. It's on its way. On the, what?
The madre.
The madre and the ramp. So it's on its way. It's on its way to the promised land. And you, what's the status of that, wine while it's on the ramp? Is it wine? Is it not wine? Rav Huna said it is, and therefore it has the halacha of yayin nesach.
Once
it starts flowing, yeah. And, the Mishnah, we came out, which is the Mishnah, I believe it's the Mishnah Achroina, holds that it's not considered wine until it's Yerud Labar. Afterwards they change it. Yeah, we're actually in the middle of it today. But at this point, there's a machlekes. The question is this machlekes specifically in regards to Yayin Esach, or does it apply to other things? For example, there's a machlekes, Magen Avram and the Taz. What bracha do you make on this wine that, how old is this, Jonathan? 6 years old?
Eight.
It's gone through Pesach a few times.
Is it wine we make it for half?
I forgot who says what, but this is a Machlekes Taz and Magen Avram. What bracha you make on the wine that's descending?
It's a gas. Well, it's in the gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not wine. It's, I don't think it'd be her eights. No. The Magen Avram says, I don't know if it's the Taz and the Magen Avram. The other side is he calls it fruit soup. It's soup of fruit, which is, it would be a shahako. It's not really, like Zeya Ba'alma, similar to that, yeah. So is it, in other words, what bracha do you make on this? Is it relevant to that or not? So it's Machlekes Taz and the Magen Avram. What bracha you make on this? In other words, is this machlekes specifically in regards to what's considered wine for Yayin Nesach, for Magen Yayin, for the Isurim of Yayin Nesach? Or is it also relevant to other things? And yes, Daiti, we'll see today, you would assume, yeah. Why would you be Mechalik? I don't know. It could be brachas are different. You see, for example, another example that we saw in Rashi. There is no... So that's the question. Yeah, you make a shahako on it. It could be you have Yayin Esach. I don't know. It's juice from grapes, as Nustin said yesterday. So maybe it's a little different. Well, let's say it is Yayin Nesach. You don't make a bracha on it. It's in, in the Mavarach Eliminites. But let's say the question is, you're in the Kedem factory and you want to take a drink of the grape juice from the grapes in the incline over there, you know, the equivalent of it. I don't know what they have today. And you want to take a drink. You make agafen or not? It's Machlekes Taz and Magen Avram. Rashi, we didn't really do it inside, but Rashi learns, Rashi asks, because the Gemara says before, Haboitzer Lagas, if someone harvests grapes for the vat and grape juice flows out from the harvest, he didn't even take it to the vat yet. It just has juice seeping out of it. The halacha is over there, if you see the juice, it's mukhshar l'kabel tumah. It has hechsher. And we know you need zayin mashkin for something to become mukhshar l'kabel tumah. Right? If it's zeh ba'alma, as we know, great orange juice, it's not one of them. So Rashi says, and the Gemara really, Rashi says, is bringing, says that it is mukhshar l'kabel tumah. Now, what does that say? They're arguing whether it's considered wine or not. Yet what do we say? By a boitzer l'gas, it's mukhshar l'kabel tumah. How could that be? It's not wine. No one says it's wine. Even Rav Huna, he only says once it flows out of the grape in the vat. Grapes in the vat. It is. No, that's what I'm saying. If you have orange juice, that's Zeya Bahama. Orange juice is not Mayim. It's not Mayim. It's juice, not Mayim. So maybe you'll see H2O in it, but that's not what we care about. It's considered fruit juice. Fruit juice is not Machshir. So you see already there's a chiluk. Now some learn the case of a boitzer lagas is different. That's not the araya, but you see there's a chiluk between the different things here. I think I have a raya from Tosfos. We'll see later in the daf today if we get to it ever. We'll get later to this Tosfos here. I think I have a raya to this Shiloh over here. Tazmog and Avram. They don't bring it. I'll see it there. But that's another important Sigazint. There's tea if you want, by the way, in the back. Or one more Rucola. Okay. Let's start in Daf Nun Vav. Now we got that out of the way. Oh. Yeah. Sorry, a little under the weather. V'ein boitzen im Yisrael sh'oise peyoisef betumah. V'kol shekein shein darchem. This is the Mishnah Achrayna, which is like Rav Huna. It says you're not allowed to harvest with the Yisrael who does his peyros betumah. He's not pay attention to this rule that you're not allowed to cause. Rav Yitzchak, you with us over here? How you doing? So let's say Yisrael does his peyros betumah. You can't harvest with him. Because, why? Because you're causing the harvested grapes to now go into the kalim of the Yisrael and come tame, and you're not allowed to cause, tumen eretz Yisrael. Now, why only Yisrael? Zok Rashi, according to the Mishnah Achrayna, there is no Isser, this Mishnah Achrayna held, that there's no Isser to be metane chulin eretz Yisrael. The only Isser that there is, no, for anyone. Only Yisrael's fruits, because look at Rashi, the garim tumah. We'll see. That's only for a goy. Avod Yisrael, tvulin heim l'truma, v'asur ligroim tuma l'truma d'chsev. Ani nasati l'cha es mishmeres trumaisoi. V'shtei truma es akos medaber mishmeres. We know it's a din of mishmeres. You're not allowed to be metame truma in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere really. Truma is just only Eretz Yisrael is the araisa. And therefore he says, "V'kol shekein shein darchem should be chasam et hamasu m'sayei yedei oivrei aveira," Rashi says. So here, this point, this Mishnah Achrayna holds that the only time that there's going to be an Isser of Tumen Eretz Yisrael is only on Truma, because it's a din of Ishmeris. And that's why, if it would be a Goy, you would be allowed to be boitzer with the Goy. Because if the Goy owns the land, there's no Tevil, it's not Truma. It wouldn't be a problem. Chulin isn't a problem. But this Nandi Yama holds that there's a din of Garim Tumah, of course, on Truma, because it says Mishmeres. And therefore, there'd be an Isser. Now, Tosis deals with this. L'maisa, when you harvest these grapes, it's not Truma. It's Tevel. So it gets into that whole thing.
Inside the Tevel.
It says Rashi. You don't have to go so far as to say, like, Rashi and Yevamos is a famous Rashi and Yevamos. Wait, Baruch Tavar, are you there? Not there. Rashi Yevamos Pei Beis holds that the gedder of Tevel. Why is Tevel Usser? Rashi says Tevel is Usser because of the Truma that's mixed inside of it. It's not a new Isser. It's Truma mixed inside of it. I'm going to have to say that far. Hundred percent. You're saying that that's the problem? He might end up separating them. That's I don't know. I wasn't reading Rashi like that, but maybe. The Rashi says, "Avad Yisrael Tvulim Heim L'Truma, V'Asur Ligroim Tuma L'Truma." See, Jonathan wants to say later on. Yeah, no, because you're only being Boitzer. You're not actually being the top. Maybe. I wasn't reading the Rashi like that, but maybe, yeah. Now that you say it, I also thought I the grumma is because you're not the one actually doing it. Be a dying. Yeah. Maybe. Let me look that up. Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe you could read Rashi differently. Okay, so that's the first thing. Right, you can't. Yeah, that's right. You can't be mafresh min aral I'm saying if you learn Rashi the way we're saying that the problem is you're being metameit now and there's truma mixed in on some lumdish level, then that would be you. But if you learn like Jonathan, then yeah, because maybe he'll, yeah. Jonathan and you. I shouldn't be machriya ben haharim over here, but I hear. The Sar HaMashkins. Doilu Mashke. Okay, good. I'm a bite in the, I'm a poly, these bars are a little boring. I'm a bite in the Maivik Achav and Begas. We're trying to make problems out of the Gemara to make it exciting. Okay, but you're allowed to be boitzer with the guy in a gas, harvested with a guy, right? Because shemutar ligrim tumel chul in shvei tishrol. We just said there's no messiah over avera, of course, because the guy's not mitzvah, and there's no isra of being metamichul in eretz yisrael. So you're not doing anything wrong. And again, this mishnah achrayna holds that you're allowed to get a fee to be doyuch with the guy in a gas, because the you're not allowed to, because there's yain nesach even already before it goes into the cistern, and therefore you're being nene from yain nesach like Rav Huna, and that's what we brought out from the Mishnah Achrayna. Okay.
So look at the
very good. Look at the Bach. The Bach. If you look at the Bach, he changes the Bad to the Bab. The Bach changes the Bad to the Bab. Say that 10 times fast. The Bach. Yeah, it changes from the Bad to the Bab. Okay, good. As we know, our mission holds that the only time it becomes the Ayin Nesach is when it hits the cistern. And again, like we just said, maybe it's relevant to Brachos also. But we'll go now with the din of yayinus. Well, Tanya, frankly, Gemara, went in a brisa, yayin, mishiyikve. When is it considered wine? This is talking about the halach of meiser. Oh, great. Yeah, so, great. Right. It's owned by a Jew, non-Jew. So if it's owned by the non-Jew, it should be sam yenim. That's right. So, that's L'chayr true when it comes to the question is, does it have an Isser of Stam Yenum while it's on the way down? So, well, in the bar, I think it has a din of Yai Nesach according to everyone. No, so we assume it's Menusach because the guy touches it, or the guy has touched it. But you're right, the din of, so Tosfos brings an opinion who holds that even if you hold like Rav Huna, or even if you don't hold like Rav Huna, and it doesn't become Yayin Esach until it actually hits the bar, it still has a din of Stam Yenim while it's on the way down, and it's Asur B'Shtiya. Who says, Tosfos brings an opinion like that. I have to find where it's a sheet of a Rivam maybe or something. I have to see it, maybe. Yeah, but that's true. That's true. Stam Yenim, all different, yeah. Okay, but when it comes to Meiser, as we know, Meiser only you only have an obligation to take off Meiser once it's Gemar Melacha, once its production is complete. Here it says, when is that completion? When it becomes Mishiyikveh. And Rashi here says Mishiyikveh comes from the Lashon of floating. Moving along in the process of processing grapes, once it hits the cistern, it still has to sit there for a little bit and simmer or something like that. Okay, it has to ferment in the cistern. Yeah. And then it takes a little bit of time for the sediment and the pits and the skins and all that to flow to the top. At that point, you skim it off. You skim off the that stuff that comes from the refuse of the grapes, and it's at that point that it becomes completely completed for mice. Does he say you have to skim it off, or just at that point when it flows to the top? What does he say, Mishiyikveh? Does he say you have to skim it off, or just at that point when it's sitting there for a certain amount of time that it flows to the top? That's already considered. Yeah. Right. Right. Just to float. From it floats. Okay, so you don't have to skim it off yet. Okay. The point is, this is
Christian.
What? Oh, he does. Okay. That makes a little more sense, because it makes more sense like that if you think about it, because just because you have floating skins doesn't make it Gemara Melacha. Just, you gotta skim the skims to, skim the skins. Okay, so, alright, very good. I'm happy we clarified that. Rashi, where in Bamitzia? Where in Parakamakid with Daf Lamed or something?
No.
Tadik Beis. Okay, fine. So whatever it is, our Mishnah seems to say that the Gemar Melacha for Yain is when it goes into the bar. And here it seems to say Mishiyikveh. Amar Rava, now we could have differentiated between Yain Nesach and Eisur Sheni, but that's not a chiluk the Gemara holds. Rava holds it's not a difference. Amar Rava, he says loy kasha. Or Rabbi Akiva or Rabbanan. It depends which town you're going like Rabbi Akiva or the Rabbanan. It's not, we went to the Mishnah. Yain Mishiyikveh Labar. The Tanakama holds, once it goes into the bar, it's Gemar Melacha. You're out of here, Richard? You had enough? All right, no, it's okay. Do whatever you need. We'll miss you. You're ditching us. You're going to Canada. Yain Mishiyerid Labar. I'm here tomorrow. I'm here till Tuesday, Mitzvah Hashem.
Tuesday, yes,
yeah. I'm not sure. I have to see when I'm leaving. I don't know. Yain Mishiyerid Labar. The Tanakama. Tanakama holds once it goes into the bar. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishiyikveh. Rabbi Akiva holds again Mishiyikveh. So our Mishnah is going with Tanakama. But Rabbi Akiva again will hold once it's skinned. And again here, like if you learned the sugya before, it's talking about brachas. It's a little bit hard to hear the tsushdels, the comparisons. Again, you could just keep that in mind. Yeah, no one's gonna, but I don't think anyone's gonna say you only say Bar Pri Hagafen after you skim it. Sitting in the bar there, you know, I don't think anyone's gonna say that they. All right. Ibailu. So now that we go with Rabbi Akiva, and we have the opinion Rabbi Akiva holds that once the skins are unfloating, or it's skimmed, that's considered Gemar Melacha for the Meiser. What skimming are we talking about? Kifoy de Bar or Kifoy de Chavis? Okay, moving along in the process. You've skimmed the skins from the bar. Now it's time to load the wine or load or to put it in barrels. But even in the barrels, there's still skins left. They're persistent skins. They have thick skin. They end up in the barrels, and then you skim the barrels, or it flows to the top of the barrels. When is it considered gemar melacha for meiser? Is it the first skin of marinka tink, or is it the second one? Okay? Tashima. The Tanya, we went to the Braisa. Yayin mishi yikve. It says yayin mishi yikve. The afal pi shekofa, kolet menagasel yoinu benatzina v'shoise. Even though in the bar, it's been sitting there for a while, and it now has the refuse floating to the top, still, you can take from the gas itself and drink. That's not considered gemar melacha. If there's, like we said, if there's juice in the incline and or juice on the higher part where you bring the grapes back up and you press it with the tapuach, and those things are not gemar melacha, so you're allowed to drink. So what's the comparison? In the bar, you can't. Gemar melacha. Before that, you can't. Shvamino kipur de bar karmino. Shvamino. We obviously are talking about the skimming of the bar. Because if the barrel, where's the barrel? The barrel's over there. Right? It's not even next to the Rashi says. Much later in the process. Yeah. Rashi says, The barrels aren't around over here. The barrels are in the Herzog factory or whatever. In the cellar. So that's a raya that means key for the bar. But Tony Razvid made Rabbi Yishio. Razvid asked Rabbi Yishio. Razvid said over from Rabbi Yishio. Yayin mishiyer in the bar v'yikve. Once the yayin goes into the bar and has it floating to the top, that's when it's gemar melacha. Rabbi Kiva Omer mishiyishal b'chavius. He says that it's talking about where it goes into the chavis. Rashi says it's like shalat dog min ayom. You carry it out like you again. You're not carrying the wine, but you transfer it. You transfer the wine into the barrels. But whatever you see is our Mishnah is going before all these stages. So how do you reconcile our Mishnah? Even the Rabbanim who said before. Or it's a stira, really. It's a stira in the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva. Kiva said before, Mishi Yikfe. Here he says, Mishi Yerid, Mishi Yishal B'chavius. And the Tanakhama held before, Mishi Yerid Labar. Here he says, Mishi Yerid Labar B'yikfe. It's a stira. So Gemara says, no, Tartu L'Amil HaChamaisa, Hachi. The first Braisa, you'll answer like that. Yai Mishi Yerid Labar B'yikfe, which is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Mishi Yishal B'chavius. Ba'al Masnisen. What about our Mishnah? We have three opinions. One opinion is when it goes into the bar. Second opinion is when it goes into the bar and the refuse floats and or skimmed. Third opinion is when it goes into the barrel. So are we going to say that there's three in Tanoi? Lugmar says, no. Shiny Yayin Nesach, the Chmir Be'er Rabbonin. Yayin Nesach is different. Because the Rabbanan were machmir, meaning 100%. It's not considered wine until, for at least the Gabi Meiser, until these later stages. But the Chacham held from Ayin Nesach were more machmir to consider it wine and make it forbidden even before those stages happen. And that's the difference. So it comes out, really, there isn't a machlekes tanoim when it comes to Ayin Nesach. Everyone agrees, either like Rav Huna or like the Mishnah where it goes Labar. But Ayin Nesach is different than Meiser. In fact, the Gemara, the Rava, but Rava didn't answer that. Rava has to hold that there is a three-way machlekes tanoim. That's one. That's our Mishnah.
Good.
Oh, you're saying Rav Huna is really a fourth shita.
Right.
That's the Mishnah Achrayna. Yeah. Rav Huna is an offshoot of our Mishnah.
So, into the bar, before Yaakov from the bar, we Yaakov.
Or in the Chavis. Yeah.
Yes, what happened?
No, Rav Huna is just another, he's just another interpretation of our mission. It's an
early stage in the bar.
Yeah, it's just an earlier stage. Yeah. It's important to see here, Tosfos asked the Kasha that, where is this Gas, right? Lagmar Malach, where is it? Bechaira, if it's done in the field, How could I have a Gemara Malacha for Miser? It has to be Rav Ne'abayis.
It's by the wine
press. So Taisa says, it's in the wine press in the house. But when did you bring those grapes into the house? While they were grapes. We know that by Tvua, if you bring it in and it's B'dmait Shelah, while it's still in its sheaves, the rule is it's not considered Yeruah Pneabayas. So here too, the wine, for it to be Chayiv and Meiser, it has to be Roya Pneabayas in the state of wine. It's hidden in the skin. Well, right. So that's the, right. Okay, well that's the question. So if you look at Tosfos, this is a huge, you saw it in that halacha. Tosfos and Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel V'Af Al Pi, three lines before the end of the Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'Yibayis Ema, La'olam Mayri B'Gash Shebabayis. Everyone has it? Have it? V'Yibayis Ema, La'olam Mayri B'Gash Shebabayis. Lo'idomu T'vua, Tosfos says, it's not like T'vua. She'ein Darko Lachnisa B'Bayis B'Moitz B'Moitz. Right? You don't normally bring your grain into your house with sheaves on it. You do that all in the field, and then you bring it in as kernels, harvested already, smooth and processed. That's what you do. Hilkach ki lichnisa b'moitz sulei mikvah l'maiser. When you take it in like that, it's not mikvah l'maiser. You see over here the yisoid of achnisa pnei abayis, riyas pnei abayis. It's all the pshat that it's considered gemar melacha. That's when the production of that produce is complete, and therefore there's a Gemara Malacha for Meiser. So, wait, 1 second. So when it comes to grain, you didn't complete the processing of it when you bring it in this state, because it's not normal, not the normal way to do that. Avol yayin shedarka, is that a yayin shedarka lachnisa ba'anovim? B'sham nasa groinoi, vaday ba'asiyas groinim shaloi nikva. Taisa says, when grapes, wine, is brought into the house, in its state of being in a grape, that is already considered its gemar malacha, at least in regards to being born into a house, because that's a normal way to do it. And he says, V'rayim ikishuim v'tluim d'armino prepare akvoilin d'mishi yafaksu b'bayis ha'di gemar malacha l'maiser, v'af al pi shehichnisa b'pekas shelahen. There also, if they ripen in the house, even though you bought them in their casing. That's also considered Rias Pnei Abayis. That's the normal way you do it. You bring when you buy avocados, right? You bring them in like that into your house to ripen, even though whatever it's covered. So that's an important yisoid. Taisa says this halacha of Rias Pnei Abayis is only where it's not the normal derech to be machtesit like that. That's what I just wanted to bring up in this Taisa. Okay. Moving along here, a little boring daf today. Masha b'bor aser v'ashar muter. Oh, say it good.
I think it's
exciting. I'm excited, but I feel bad for you. Masha b'bor aser v'ashar. All right, it's exciting. Okay, good. I'm happy. Go ahead. Okay, I said it at B'derach Melitza. I just wanted to wake everyone up. What did the Mishnah say? That whatever is, again, Yayin Nesech, once it's in the pit. But the rest is Mutter because it's not considered Yayin. Right, according to Abu, well, again, yeah. That's the Mishnah Achrayna, right. Amr Abu Huna. Here we go. L'ayishanu elishalei hichzuk agusni l'gas. This is only true when you didn't put the gargusni back into the vat. Okay, we introduce a new material into the wine processing process. You have the gargusni. We know that the incline takes the juice from the grapes and brings it to the bar, but there's a basket there, a coffee filter type of thing. It's a basket. And that prevents a lot of the refuse from going into the bar. Now, it's not an iron dome. Some can get through.
So you do it another 2 times.
See, right, exactly, yeah. Here's the key, very technical. So let's say you have, Let's say you have you have the wine going down the incline into the filter, And then that flows into the bar. So this is the bar. The wine's going. There is a point in time where there's a flow that's connecting what's in the gargusni to the yayin in the bar. The yayin in the bar, we know, is considered yayin nesach. And there's a flow, right? We call it iroi shalaynish kakiluach, or it's called a nitzoik, flow, that connects what's in the gargusni. It's like a strainer. Like a strainer. Connects what's in the gargusni to what's in the bar. That's the process over here. So the person does that, and then he removes the gargusni. There's some refuse in there, and some grapes and juice. And then he brings that vat to the top of the vat to press it again. Because there's still, every little scintilla of juice needs to be removed. So he does that. Zokravuna. That which we say, that's what's in the gas, that's not in the bar. What's in the gas is mutter, is only before you bring back the gargusni to put it back on the vat. Avol hichzer gargusni legas. But let's say you bring back the basket or the filter, and you put that back in the gas, aser. Everything is going to be aser. Because there's yayin nesach in the gargusni that's going into the grapes that are in the vat. Back to Gemara.
Again, if you put the gargusni back into the gas, what do you say now? Everything in the gas is you're saying becomes
because it's the yayin nesach in the gargusni is getting mixed in with the rest of the grape. There's all grape juice and grapes all over the place in the vat. Bracteus, why isn't it bottled? Maybe we'll get to that. Great point.
Great point.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, so that, now the question is like this, but why is the wine in the gargusni also? The gargusni gufa my komitzra. What makes the wine or the juice and the grapes in the gargusni also? What is it? Benitzoik, as we just said, the flow, the connection, that flow that connects the two things carries the status of what's in the bar to the part above it. What's this thing of Nitzik? It's a new thing. Oh, very good. Taisus asked that question. Mamish, Muhammad, you see this Taisus that's 300 lines long? You're knocking down one question at a time, every single one. Yeah, Taisus discussed that as well. Whatever, let's go into, whatever is it, let's see the pshat first. Shmami no Nitzik Chibur. And this is a question. If Nitzik is considered a Chibur, it's a question in regards to Tuma. There's also a question when it comes to Tam Ki Iker, Nitzoik. This is also very relevant to Zeya. Zeya is considered a Chibur. The flow. Does it carry the carryover status from what's in the, what? Yes. Does that, again, without the Zeya issues, but does that Nitzoik carry back to Shailin in the, in the Paiskun? So that's what we see from here. That's how the wine becomes usher in the gargusni through the nitzoik from the bar. And then that's poured back into the rest of the vat, which again, maybe it should be bottled. Maybe it shouldn't be, but that's why it's usher. So the Gemara, no, there's no raya. Can the Tani Rab Chia, Shepachasosik Sluchisoi, like he says over there, he says this in similar Shakavatai later on, the Chayim Beis, where it's not that there's a stream that's connecting it, rather the original Kli is submerged in the Isser. Hachanami shepichsasay boiroi. The gargusni is submerged, like the word pichsa, which means to like bend in, like we said, pichsasay. It gets submerged in the wine. So, look at it like this. So, my case before was where the filter is having the wine go through here and there's a stream connecting what's in the bar here. No. It actually goes into it. So the there's not a stream of wine, it's actually connected, it's a direct connection. It's a direct connection between the two things, and that's not the, doesn't have to come onto the halacha of Nitzai.
So therefore it's mamish part of the bar.
It's mamish part of the bar, yeah. Very good.
All right.
L'mchatsu, yeah? Took me a while to understand it. It's flowing well? Okay, good. It's flowing. Who Yanuka? The Yanuka. Nishta Heintige Yanuka. There was a Yanuka. The Tana Avodas Chachamim b'Shishni. Oh, it's a precocious child over here. A child yelled Hapella. He learned Avodas Zara when he was 6 years old. Not sure that if maybe someone could explain the significance of this in the relating in the following story. I'd love to hear it. No, Avodas Zara. Maseches Avodas Zara. Maseches Avodas Zara. Yeah. I know, but who cares? I don't know. Sam, Bominei. Okay, there's got to be a reason for this. Come on. Oh, yeah? Okay, I would look it up. Bominei, are you allowed to crush the grapes with the goy in the gas? Now, again, this is totally in Rav Huna, not Rav Huna. Like, this is the same question. Does it have a din of yayin while it's in the gas? And therefore, there's an issur to benefit from it, and you can't get paid for the work of working with Yayin Esach. Are you allowed to do it or you're not allowed to do it? So he said, they asked him that question. I'm a who? And on a whim, he answered.
I thought it's not even wine.
According to Rav Huna, it is.
If it's flowing.
If it's flowing. Well, that's what it means. In 1 year dairich, it's flowing. You're, that whole parasha over there. Right. Unless it's Pukul Malaya, where it's not flowing. Yeah. Very good. Shkoyach. So that was the question they asked him. Amalu, who he said, Darchem Yavik Achavim Begas. They asked him, he said, yeah, you can't. Back to Gemara, V'hakomenasech Biyodeh. He's touching it with his hands. Look at Rashi. Umishnachrein Akhtani Chazru Loimar, Ein Darchin, Disfiru Lankar Avahuna, Dimishay Hiskuli Moshech, Avi Yain. Back there, like Avahuna, Mishnachrein. It's wine, it's Yain Nesach. So how can you benefit from it? He's being Menasech it. His hands are tied, literally. His hands are tied, so he can't touch the wine. He's afraid that we're afraid he might take a schnapps. I frag the Gemara, b'hokam enasech b'regel. Yeah? These, love it, you're, it's unbelievable. He's on a roll, he's on a flow. B'hokam enasech b'regel, frag the Gemara, he's been enasech b'regel, nisuch the regel loy shmei nisuch. No, that's not considered to have an isra of nisuch hayayin or magayayin even. The fact that his feet are touching it does not make it into yayin esach. So what is the pshat? So, I mean, this is very relevant. Let's say you have the wine processing of a non-Jew. They don't touch the wine. They might move it with a kana or something. So Tosis discusses that. Maybe it's not the derech. So that's the question. Tosis discusses this. If you use a kana, Tosis says, "Ikatam asisin atani madu b'kana yumacher." Mashma haviyad also b'hanod. It's a mishnah later on. We'll have to see later on. But it's very important. Again, lemaisa. Okay, that's that. So maybe we'll get back to Tosis. Who asked your questions, Rav David? What happened to Bittel? Also, why isn't the wine in the gas usher? If you're going to hold that nitzuk as a chibur, right? The Gemara says, what's he saying? Hichzuk gusli lagas, it's usher. Let's say you're not machzuk gusli lagas. You're holding that the wine in the gas in the gargusni is usher. It's nitzuk. So then, the wine in the gas itself should be usher because there's a nitzuk. There's a stream. There's a stream to the gargusni, that gargusni to the gas, and into the bar. And this is where Tosis brings the yisoid of nitzuk bar nitzuk. If you have two streams, it's two steps. Everyone holds over there. It's not a problem. That's what Tosis says. But then Tosis brings the opinion of the Rivam. And this is maybe I'll quote the Rivam. If you look at the Rivam, because this is relevant to what we were saying before, he says that, where is it? It's in the big Tosis Nigar Gusni. I saw it this morning. You see the Rivam? He brings the Rivam? Yeah, that's where he brings Nitzach Bar Nitzach. What does he bring? I'm so sorry. There it is. He brings it that.
You never see whether the bone rush
problem. No, that's the din of nitzak bar nitzak. But what does he say? He says a lashon of maya ba'alma. He says a lashon of maya ba'alma. Where? Sarasashas. Yeah. Oh, we see my Gemara has a Oh, there it is. Okay, for Haribara, I'm looking for the Rivam. It's the Ribara. Okay. Rivam ha yedoich raya zu. He says, don't bring a raya. Okay.
So what's the Yehuda's question? It's in the gas. It's not even money.
Yehuda didn't have a question. He didn't have an answer.
He learns that, again, we're not going in Rav Huna yet. We're not going in Rav Huna over here. That's Yehuda was going in Rav Huna. We're not in Rav Huna. At least that part of Rav Huna. So he's saying, the Rivam, that it's Maya Ba'alma. And therefore what? Nitzuk by Nitzuk won't answer the juice of the grapes. Not wine yet. So this is, I'm just saying, this lashon that I see over here, that it's maya ba'alma, that to me is very, very relevant to what the Taz and the Magen Avraham are arguing about regarding the bracha. He's selling it through to the din of Nitzuk. That's the din of maya ba'alma. The din of maya ba'alma, what bracha do you make on it? Pretty stark, this lashon atosfos. I just wanted to bring this out here, that this Lashon HaTosfos seems very relevant to the machlokes, is what bracha you make on Yayin Shebegas. The Yayin Shebegas.
It's only talking about putting it like a burger.
Maybe. That's what they're saying. Maybe. But if you see that it doesn't have the din of Nitzlik, then yeah, Tosfos uses Lashon Maya Ba'alma. Okay. Ahu Uvda. The Hava Bin Arda. It was a story in Arda. The Dosh Yisrael B'Kachav Lahu Chamra. Lo and behold, the Yisrael Daf Nachan Aleben, he trampled with the guy the wine in the vat, and then we have this whole holy shilas came up. What happened was Rishai Shmuel Tosser Rigli, Shmuel waited 3 regalim. Right, why regalim? Rashi says so. You miskaps in the Shmuel Drasha Hilchas Pesach Vesach Atzeres Pateres Hilchas Chag B'Chag. That's when he would darshan the halachas. He waited 3 of those regalim, and he didn't have a psak. He didn't say a psak. My time, what's the reason why he didn't just have a psak? Ilay Mishim the Kosovar. Maybe he was going back and forth. He wasn't sure. The Mishkach and Tana, the Asa Krib Nosin. If he'd find a Tana who asked us like Krib Nosin, I Shrina, I feel Bahano. He would have made it Asa Bahano. Meaning he was trying to find another opinion that accords with Krib Nosin, who answered this, I feel Bahano. Where do we see this? The Tanya went in a price. So, Madadoi, Bain Biyad, Bain Beregel, Yimacher. Krib Nosin, Imer Biyad, Asa Beregel Mutter. Let's say a person wanted to measure the volume of the wine in a cup or a jar or something, and the way he would be mited it is that he stuck his hand into it and to see how much wine came out. What? Or his foot. So that's how he was measuring the volume, or maybe the volume of his arm. That was his way. So what was he doing? He was touching the wine. He wasn't being menasach, he was touching the wine. The Tanakhama holds that in both cases is Mutar Bahano. Mutar Bahano, you're allowed to sell it because it's not considered Nisuch. You have to stir the wine purposefully. You have to purposely stir the wine or pour it. Just touching it like that without intent to pour or to stir it doesn't make it into Yayin Nesuch. Rav Nosson holds, if you do it with your hand, then it's Usur. But Beregel, it is Mutar. So over here also, The guy is not stirring this purposely. He's crushing the grapes. He's still making, he wants to, so he wasn't sure if we possibly like Reb Nosson to make it usher by virtue of just touching the wine without having intent to stir or to pour it. So that's what the Shmuel's question was. But that can't be. Because Eimer Dam Reb Nosson, Biyad, even if you find a Tana that holds like Reb Nosson, takes him away from being a Das Yochid, he only says it's halacha when it comes to Yad, but if he uses his regel, of course it's not, he never says it's halacha, that would make it into Yain Nesuch. El Adi Meshkach L'Tana D'Shari K'Reb Shimon, Eshaya Filu B'Shtiya. He said, no, if I find a Tana who's matter like Reb Shimon, Rashi says, D'Shari Magash Ovid Echav Meshan Eskabel L'Nasech, he's matter Magi Yain, Reb Shimon. As long as there's no Kavona for Nisuch, I would have been matter it Afilu B'Shtiya, because he told him, Asnis, enough of a bar, but Allah, Reb Shimon Matri Afishtiya. So he wanted to find a heter. That's why he waited. He was trying to find another Tana that held like Reb Shimon, that the wine is mutter, even to drink, where it's just the maga of a goy. Again, maga without intent to stir or to pour. Maga of a goy, does that give it a din of maga yayin, which would make it also a filo ba no? And he matters it a filo b'shtiyum.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.